continue coverage of Correlations Client Conference here in lovely San Diego, California. And in the studio lounge, we have the fine gentleman from Peer IT Credit Union Services. There they are, right next to me. Mr. Jack Smith. Jack,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hello. Kyle Stutzman, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Well done. Glad to have you guys here in the studio lounge.
Thank you for having us.
I know the conference has just started, but how's it going for you? How's it going so far? We had a big crowd here about a half hour ago.
And the kickoff was phenomenal this morning. Yeah. I mean, the keynote speaker.
Oh, Andy Jenning.
Oh, my gosh. I teared up at least four times during that conversation. Yeah. So that was great.
He's a good guy.
That was fantastic.
Good guy.
Really enjoyed it.
He has a whole slew of presentations that will just knock your socks off.
He's one of the best speakers
I've ever seen.
Yes.
Professionally.
I would agree with you. Yeah. I mean, it was that good.
So good dude. That was awesome.
Good dude. And he was just here in the studio lounge as well. So you get to see that.
The
story behind the scenes of that. So yeah, really good stuff. Good stuff. All right, guys. Let's see. What are we going to talk about?
We got some big news.
Yeah, so we literally just went through another capital raise, and we raised $6.8 million.
Well done. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. We're very excited.
I would be, too.
Yes, and we're really more excited because of what we're going to be able to do and deploy some of the capital to help the industry. Right. And, I mean, there's so many different things that we're looking at, but one of the main things that we're going to do is we're going to actually try to shore up our operations to make sure that we can support the credit unions that we're bringing on. We've grown pretty fast, and so this capital is going to actually help us scale faster and better, so we can serve our clients better. So that's one. Two is we're actually going to go into some acquisition mode, and one we've already made, which was Purity Technology, which was a cloud acquisition that we made, so that we could start to have really that piece of our organization. We were growing it organically outside of Pure IT, and it was a good acquisition to bring it in-house. And it's really focused on Windows and Azure and the cloud, and so that's been a phenomenal piece to add. And then the third thing that we're looking at is deploying it by actually, we purchased some IP, and we're going to spin out a new company, Pure IT is, but Pure IT is going to be a little bit of an owner in, and the new organization, Kyle is going to actually be the CEO of.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's a Janicy, and it's going. And we named it Janicy because of the Greek god Janu, and this is the feminine version of it. But is the god of connections and doors and pathways. Yeah. And this new company is actually going to be really to help enable the industry in a lot of ways. Okay. We're going to try to push the door. I'll just use it this way. We want to kick the door down for open banking. I'll just say that.
By using Greek mythology.
That's correct.
I like it. Right. Well, that's a great segue to you, Kyle. So tell us a little bit more.
So it's a cloud platform.
If you can.
Yeah, we can.
Secret.
Yeah, there's some history that'll be coming out and official announcements in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
But we're really excited because we have a team that's experienced in core integrations. So experienced that we have 10 to 11 that are already live, as well as some in the roadmap that are continuing. There's a total of about 19 integrations on the whole platform that are active and functioning. And what we think is different and unique is that it's not about giving you a tool or a kit, like, this will make it easier for you to integrate.
Right.
It's actually a platform that does the integration. So we'll take a credit union or a community bank, we'll sit with them and say, you need to have access to this fintech or the software player, and we will walk through that onboarding process. All they have to have on site is really a connection to the cloud, which is a device that we can give them. And then we actually make sure the mapping happens to their core, and that's something that only has to happen once. So once that's mapped, then not only can they work with that partner, there's other partners that they can work with in the future. And we're trying to take that load as well as the barrier of actually getting a new piece of software up and running off of the credit union and work with the fintech or software provider to make that extremely easy, because they also only have to write an integration once, or we can help write it for them. And then they can actually communicate with all of those credit unions and cores without writing to every single one.
Oh, wow.
So they can write once, read many, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's real time.
Yeah.
Which is not normal in our industry. A lot of stuff's batch, right? So to have it real time is phenomenal. We're very excited.
You have an advantage as a financial software provider or fintech if you have multiple core connections, because when someone comes and that first 1 to 3 questions says, do you work with my core? And you have to say no,
but we're working on it's on the roadmap. Right.
And if instead you can say yes, we can make that happen now. That is a game changer.
Yeah, no
I mean, doubt. Think about the Poshes and the Aluma Labs, and I mean, they're trying to connect to all these cores right now.
Think
of all the different fintechs in our space, right? And if we can help enable that, we think it's game changing for the industry because it gets these vendors actually connected and pulling real time data.
So the term conduit, gatekeeper, that type of stuff, those are the kind of the words that would describe something like this,
Connections. So it's really exciting. And then I want to also, though, because we're so humbled from the investor side, I would like to recognize some of the people that invested
feel
in
free,
us, like ICUL and Visit, the Credit Union League, and they're for profit, mm-hmm. and we're excited about that. So one of the things that when we brought Purity in that we've done is developed a mobile, what we call a mobile credit union IT practice for smaller and mid-sized credit unions to get them compliant, get them an IT set that we can roll out quickly, and it's cloud-based.
Wow.
And so that's one of the new things we're going to be doing with Invisit. We're excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Union Square, who was already an investor in us. They actually reinvested in us. They wanted to put more money in. They've been so happy with their investment. We had Lynn Area out of Iowa. We're so excited to have Paula on our board. And they actually, it's just phenomenal. And then we had Arden out of Pennsylvania also invest. And so it's been really exciting. And just to have those credit unions and that league and that for-profit see value in us, mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much it means to us as co-founders.
Right.
Their trust in us and their belief in us is what keeps us going.
Yeah,
we want to deliver, and that's one of the reasons we raise the capital, so we can get even better at what we do. We need to continue to grow and get better.
Well, because there's a lot of changes on the horizon.
Sure.
That's a total understatement.
Well, one of the things I would love to announce too, if you don't mind, is we're actually promoting, we have four leaders in our organization that we're so excited about. So Kyle and I are very... love mentoring people, right? And for me to be able to say to Kyle, hey, you get to take this is yours, you get to be a CEO, well, that causes issues in our own company, right? Because now we need it. So we've been developing and working on our folks, and we've got four people that we're really excited about.
Right,
they're moving to leadership roles. And so it's an exciting time for us.
No doubt. Every day's an adventure.
It's an adventure.
Especially in fintech world.
Yes.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you guys, so what are the pain points that you guys are answering? You kind of alluded to that in some of your responses.
The
hurdles for the credit unions in this area.
For the credit unions, it's that they need the software that everyone's trying to sell them. But every time they get connected, they always have a problem with the core. And so they can connect to other things, but that's the most important data set you have.
Okay.
And so,
Yeah, that's right. PureIT spent 6 years working on roadmaps and strategies.
For credit unions.
And repeatedly, we know the solutions are limited. Really their options is they go try to do true digital transformation or to really change how their members can interact are quite limited. So they can try to develop something themselves or with a partner, and that's extremely difficult.
Oh, yeah. And expensive.
Institution. They can go to a digital platform, and there's some great ones out there who have put a nice package together that helps members, maybe has mobile and all these components, and then maybe has this curated group of fintechs. So you have access to some of these. And so back to what Jack was saying originally, we're trying to really blow that wide open and say, if you want to work together, let's just make that happen. And freedom of choice, as long as it's lined up with your strategy. This is why PureIT is enabling. This is one small but extremely significant barrier.
We've seen this in every credit union we go into. This is an issue.
Really? Okay.
And that's why it was so resonant. And then we even saw it. So one of our larger clients, which is a very large credit union, they even said, we were talking to their executives, and they were like, this is the biggest barrier. It's that you can't get things connected quickly, and it takes a long time, and it's a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
right? And mm-hmm. how many credit unions do you know that have development staff? A few.
Depends on the asset size.
That's exactly right. And so that leaves a lot of these credit unions out. And so if we can enable that for them and give them the same ability to have those things, that's why we're excited. Right?
Well, and the other thing is there's so many choices out there for credit unions now, right? And there's more coming up.
How many fintechs have exploded over the last 2 years? I think it's
there's thousands.
Thousands.
And you go to Nikuso.
Tens of thousands.
And there's, that conference is blown up because of what's going on.
It was the biggest it's ever been a couple of weeks ago.
Mutual,
we were blown
Financial
away.
Group, yeah. Circle,
yeah.
all these
oh,
are
yeah.
being
yeah.
investments.
Yeah.
So the investments are there, and they're encouraged to work with credit unions, which is what we love.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. The credit unions are helping enabling that. The Canada Mutual is helping enable that. It still doesn't actually solve the problem of being able to work together. There's some cultural differences, there's system differences, and so we have to have a tool set that can actually be hosted and take care of them, but we also then have to walk both sides to get this connection rolling.
Okay.
You said other things, when we talk with ICUL and Invisit, the other solution is that it's so hard to help a smaller institution who needs a lot of technical help. Doesn't need to have things on site anymore, but needs to also be able to compete with mid-size and larger. And so that's a huge partnership for us.
Yeah.
Their investment not only helps that, but they invested because they see the same thing that we see, that the smaller institutions
are getting left behind, and we got to help.
Yeah, no
a cloud environment for them where they have to have no servers on site anymore, and they have security and multi-factor and single sign-on and things that they never were able to get, or they have partial or halfway because they're working with Billy's IT shop down the street. I mean, they do what they need to run their business, and we don't despair that. But at the same time, there's ways that there are tools that that have matured over the pandemic and over the last 5 years that they don't know about.
Right.
And if we can package that together, and we use the power of what they have 2,000 plus relationships, so ICO and Avizen have, that
across
would be
the country,
a great opportunity to help a large swath of small institutions
quickly,
while not diluting what we can do for the larger institutions and the roadmaps that we're
seeing. See, I think that the cloud example that you gave is such a no-brainer for a smaller institution, because the cost, the resources.
Why wouldn't you? You don't have to have all that management cost on staff.
Right.
You don't have to. I mean, one of the most expensive things when you think about a Microsoft, which most people have ran for years, right, is your AD, your Active Directory service. Well, you can run that in the cloud. You can run. I mean, you don't have to manage that anymore. You don't have to make all that pain.
SQL environments, which are spread out
environments
everywhere.
I mean, it changes the game for these guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I bet they're very excited. So, what's the time? My last question here. What's the timeline on all this?
So
let's start with
we have the money.
You got the funds.
Yes. We have acquired Purity, and the cloud services are growing not just for the small institutions, but really expanding across the industry of what we're doing with larger institutions and their roadmaps. We have the partnership with ICUL rolling, and they're starting.
We're in the process of getting that going.
Internal training and working on how we can make sure.
How do salespeople know what and who and how and all those things?
And then
Janicy should be kicking out here in the next 2 weeks.
Yes, we have.
Oh wow, that's soon. Okay.
We have a draft website. We have every corporate docs filed. We have all the IP. We have a dev and development environment up and pilot customers in the next 2 weeks that are working with it. We're going to develop something that's a great vision. This is a great vision that's already developed, and it's
and
just
we already have pilots. Like we have,
oh, nice, even
like,
better.
Well, I mean, you know some of them. Posh is going to be a pilot, right?
Yes,
we have Global ID and Bonify are going to be pilots. So we
and
have
others we can't talk about yet, but we will come back soon.
It's okay.
But we are very excited. I mean, as you can tell, but we really think the impact. I mean, it was kind of like when we were talking. We started this whole conversation. I'm going to do a callback like Andy did. When he was talking about how you can transform things and do things, which I was very moved by, and I just thought it was a phenomenal talk. That's kind of how we feel about the tech. I mean, it's boring. It's technology. I can't make it touchy-feely. I can't make it that, right? But I think that it has the same impact for the members. I think that it's something that we're trying to do to keep this group. I mean, we love credit unions, right? And so the stronger we can make them, the more technically savvy we can make them, the better we can make them, the better off we all are.
Yeah, no doubt. Last thing, CU Intersect. You want to give a quick plug?
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead. I'll let you take that.
Yeah.
Your stage is yours.
NCUA ISO is an awesome association, risk, compliance, security, and we partnered with them to help advance their gathering in July. We're going to be in Houston, CUintersect.com. Please go check it out. The agenda is amazing. We have large cloud vendors that are there to talk about their view of security, compliance, and how it's being used in the industry. We have government officials there. We have credit union panels as well as expert panels. I mean, the agenda goes on and on.
We've even got a crypto piece since that's seeming, and I mean, we think blockchain's finally here.
Yeah.
Like, it's here.
A viable way to use it in the industry.
Yes.
Right. In a practical
sense.
And I remember that when we first started Pure IT 6 years ago now, almost 6 years ago, Kyle and I were actually talking about that too. We're like, I wonder if there's something here with blockchain I remember talking to John Ainsworth about it when he was
CU Ledger.
To see that finally come into fruition is exciting.
It's
as
really
well.
Cool. And great for credit unions too.
Yes.
So sky's the limit. All right, guys. Well,
that was great.
You don't have a full plate. You have a full buffet of activities going on at PYT.
We're not overwhelmed at all.
Not at all. I don't see that at all. No, you guys are calm, cool, and collected and serving credit unions. So there they are. The dynamic duo from Pure IT. Go check them out.